This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Blue for nursing and rehabilitation care patient. First name is Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, last name Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10-17-1952. Date of evaluation is 10-19-2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric follow-up, management of increased behavioral problems, period. Patient is reported to exhibit episodic agitation and uses foul language and curses out. History of present illness. This is a 70 years old female who is well familiar to our service. Peer I reviewed evaluation done by P.A. Shelley and psychologist Dr. Tuttle. Period. Patient has been resident of this facility since 5/29/2021. She carries diagnosis of diabetes, depression, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, GERD, thyrotoxicosis, chronic kidney disease. She was pleasant during my evaluation and denied any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness. She denied any auditory visual hallucinations. She denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. She knew that she has been taking Seroquel, Sertralin, and Lorazepam for years, and denies any adverse effects of current medications. Patient is also on Remeron, period. Next paragraph, patient reports that she would like to go to an assisted living facility, period. She reports that she's never married and has no children, but reports that she has had several boyfriends in her life. Patient talked about having two dogs. Period. She reports that she has been dealing with the depression, anxiety since her 20s. Next paragraph, she knew she's at Westwood Rehab. Period. She knew it's October 19, 2022, and Governor of Michigan is a woman but had difficulty recalling her name. She knew Joe Biden as the president. She could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately. And 2 out of 3 after 3 minutes. Patient adamantly denies any intent or plans to harm self or others. Peer reports that she wasn't raised like that. Next paragraph. Review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history, and average. Current medications are forward from last visit with PA on July 26, 2022. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor pleasant, motor movements normal, gait normal, speech clear, mood euthymic, affect broad, thought process intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory generally intact for recent and remote events, full knowledge, fair judgment, and insight, fair, sleep and appetite, fair. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, and generalized anxiety disorder 41.1. Number two, major depressive disorder, under generalized anxiety disorder, continue lorazepam as prescribed. Number two, under major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, PANS continue sertraline and remeron as prescribed. Patient is on Seroquel, which is primarily used as a mood stabilizer to augment antidepressant effects of SSRI. GDR consideration done but not recommended considering chronicity of patient's psychiatric history and risk of relapse. Procedure disposition. Continue psychotherapy with Dr. Tuttle. Patient. Is likely to respond to psychotherapy, period no medication changes recommended at this time, period ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, social services to explore realistic possibility of a placement to an assisted living. We'll follow with you, procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative checkup and side effects of SSRI, Remeron, antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, steroid goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.